was on the ground working hard but a greedy. But when it's time to pay, they turn around and call us needy. My crown too heavy like the Queen Nefertiti. Give me back my pyramid, I'm trying to free Kansas City. Mix and master vibes like your name Bernie Grubbin. Well, I'ma keep leading like a young Harry Tubman. You can take my wings, but I'm still gonna fly. And even when you added me, the booty don't lie. Yeah, I keep singing, I'ma keep writing songs. I'm tired of Marvin asking me what's going on. March through the streets, cause I'm willing.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. Will you preach or will you sleep? Janelle Monae featuring Erykah Badu. They would like to know that. The answer to that question on that track, that was Q-U-E-E-N. Before that, we heard Prince Johnny by St. Vincent, who's a popular here. She's really popular in San Francisco with, like, the arts going.
Well, yeah, I started open for Roxy Music, and she was amazing. I didn't know anything about her, and she was terrific.
She turns up also at places like the St. Joseph's Art Society and things like that.
Okay.
Before that, we heard Castle by Halsey, and opening it up, it was Royals by Lord. That was the Yunus mix, which is deeply gratifying if you have a terrific sound system with some bass happening. Oh, that's a satisfying song. I also really like that EP. That's from the late... No, that's from the early aughts, isn't it? Anyway, you don't care, because...
No, I'm busy doing things to keep our radio show afloat.
He's... Malzmore's always happy to ignore the contributions of female vocalists on this show.
Oh, right. You did. It was an all-female vocalist.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
You know, all I can say is I didn't do Kate Bush.
I like St. Vincent, though.
I have heard. So at least one thing pleases little Lord Malzmore in that last set. Yes, here on Radio Valencia, this episode dedicated to no kings, queens, and yes, queens. Royalty?
Royalty, and yeah, sure.
Malzmore had a face for radio right there after I said that. That was fantastic.
Well, yes, queen doesn't really, I don't know, it didn't seem sincere from you.
It wasn't sincere?
Well, no, I'm just...
Isn't it appropriation in any way that I try to do it?
I was a lot of drag queens on Friday.
Oh, wait, let's talk about Maldoror. In fact, sainthood.
I got...
Here on The Cure to Catastrophe, we have a saint walking amongst us.
I did not expect that, but we were doing our annual Pride Bingo at the charity at which I volunteer. We do a bingo every year at Pride, and it's hosted by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a well-known local troupe of drag nuns who do community outreach. And
last couple of years came up against some critique, and you were there to defend them every step of the way.
Yeah, and that's why they're like, you stuck with us through all that Dodger bullshit. When
incredible.
The Dodgers tried to not have them come to a Dodger, they were going
to
have
cancel them.
Yeah, and then everyone threatened to pull out of all of the sponsors threatened to pull out, so they had to put them back. But they did a really crappy job and had them come in like before the game started. It was incredibly shitty. Anyway. Yeah, so at the Pride Bingo, they took an intermission, and I was like, what's this? Why are we in it? Wait, keep going. And they canonized me as a saint.
And you have a little certificate and everything?
I didn't bring it with me because it's too valuable to me, but I got a little framed plaque that describes me as Saint Elk Celsior, the walker of the walk.
The walker of the walk.
Yeah.
Could there be anything more like, it's just like a tautology. It's like the walker walks, you know, it's like keep...
Well, as opposed to the talker of the talk. So
fair enough.
Yes.
Well done.
Anyway, it also says all of my transgressions are turned into fluff.
Fluff?
Yeah, so that's what my other friend who was there, who's a saint...
You were forgiven.
That says yeah, anytime she argues with her partner, you know, she's like, my transgressions are fluff.
Congratulations, Maldor.
It was... I was...
It's really terrific, especially from them.
I was a little... Well, not mortified, but I was really shocked because the other people they've sainted include people like Harvey Milk. Whatever I am, I'm not Harvey Milk. I've thrown some bingo games and I've tried to support...
Alive.
Well, yeah, I'm still...
You're
alive.
Also still...
Thank you.
And your statement t-shirts, though.
Yeah.
Also.
Protest and survive.
Mm-hmm. So that was my set. You said something about Janelle Monáe, though.
I'm going to start with a female vocalist.
Tell me about Janelle Monáe.
Well, I heard one of her songs on KEXP in the past week, and I thought it was really boring.
Which is crazy for Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, because she's normally so experimental. But, yeah, it was really
tedious. So do you remember the week that was?
Yes.
That whole comment about, like, you're making sexist jokes and my making racist jokes was an allusion, a callback to the KEXP reel that you wanted to make, which, like, wasn't a real...
Only one of us was on board with that
plan. You didn't have any organization behind it. You were like, let's do a fucking thing. Anyway, the point is, KEXP, the show that we don't have...
Yeah, they're broadcasting from the roof of SF MoMA.
They are on
July 17th,
yeah. Thursday.
I'll be back and from France.
So, it's Kelly Stoltz and Gabrielle Lopez, the host of Vinelands, KEXP San Francisco-based radio show, highlighting Bay Area music, which apparently you blame all of the topics on me. Like, you blame the fact that we are doing...
Topics.
Yes.
Themes.
Yes.
Yes. Even though I picked them all.
Listen, who does the pre-prep around here, Mail Drawer?
I don't know.
Anyway, join KEXP for Rooftop Radio on Thursday, July 17th. It's really reasonable.
That'll be fun.
$35, $15 for members. It's always nice to support SF MoMA and also the radio station that...
We didn't get a job at.
Nice job here in the Bay Area.
And MoMA memberships aren't that expensive, so you probably just may as well just get a MoMA membership.
Well, and with your membership, you get a plus one always. Do you know what I mean? So you're...
Right.
Like, even if you just get the individual membership, it still includes your homie, whoever that may be.
Your life partner.
It's fine. I make good life choices. It's a good laugh. I like that. Okay. We're trying.
Shall we, since we had like a 27-minute mic break before, shall we jump back into the music?
It's up to you. We are the king and queen of slapdashery themselves.
This is the lead single of Echo Belly's second record, which was called, I think, Go or On or something. Yeah, On. It was a two-letter
word. It was a two-letter word. I remember. What
it was called
it?
Me.
Everything is you. Jesus.
Anyway, this is called King of the Curb on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
And it features a female vocalist.
Oh, get pumped.
Thank you.
Mafia. I think they're from Canada. It's called King of the Sky. They are they're one of those bands that like never really got together to put out like any physical product, but they have a whole album's worth of material that you can find online, and a few like great singles. They really remind me of Black Grape, the side project of the Happy Mondays.
We need to enunciate when we introduce that band. We've been
Black
over this.
Grape.
Good job, Maldoror. Thank you.
Sorry, my mind doesn't work like that way. Anyway, that's the Hippie Mafia.
Toronto's, that was a great song.
Toronto's version of Black Grape. Lord.
What is a show that never lacks missing cues, dead air, and New Model Army?
Yeah.
It's not us.
Well, I wasn't going to play that, but you played a song called Castle, and I'm like, oh, there's that New Metal Army song, Burn the Castle, which is very on theme. So that was the middle song of the set, Burn the Castle. And we kicked things off with Oh, wait, that was yours. Did I only play two songs? Oh, I didn't write something down, I'm sure. Oh, it was Echo Belly, the king of the curb.
Excellent pull.
Yeah. Hey, look at my brain actually working for a second. Wait till I go on vacation for a month.
Shake the rocks around in there. And I forgot. I feel Europe. Like you might have mentioned it.
Europe. Yeah.
Also France.
I thought about doing Europe as the theme, but I knew you'd play that one song, and then I couldn't.
One song?
The Final Countdown?
I would never. Why would I do that? There are enough
Because I can't tell when you realize something is overplayed.
I don't know. You already talked to me about what not to play, so. And aside from most everything that I choose. No, I'm just kidding.
Hang on, I'm typing that Echo Belly song in so I remember I played it. Because when I do make the podcast, I'm not going to remember. I was like, what happened here?
You're not supposed to admit that to listeners of the future.
Our listeners are fascinated about how the sausage is made.
No, I disagree. Clues. Okay, so I have one more segment.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're barely going to have time for it.
Fantastic. You accuse me frequently of having very melanated segments. This is definitely not that. This is a segment called Definitely Not Melanated, or Where Does the Cowbell Start and End?
Okay.
But it's still related to royalty and kings and queens like that.
And so you go classic rock in this one.
We are classic rocking out.
All right.
We're going to close it out with something a little bit different. We'll hear from Bob the Drag Queen, because we feel like the queens need to be represented at least in the set. But what a juxtaposition. It's Curated Catastrophe.
Let's see when we get there. This is the Curated Catastrophe, as you said.
On RadioValencia.fm.
Oops.
Yeah, no, wait for the cat. There's so much cowbell. Serious. It's a lot.
Wow.
It's a lot. Dude, and then this song.
Around Louisiana Bay, living cage. And now for something completely different.
Be the DQ, got these straight boys stressed, staring like you ain't never seen a nigga in a dress. Look how I kill that beat in a 10-inch pleaser. I'm your mama, bitch, take the chicken out the freezer. Fly, Wingardium Leviosa, number one villain, shout out Omarosa. They know my name from Tokyo down to Rio. I don't speak Spanish, but I will Tapatio. Now I'm pulling up my Spanx after fucking all these skanks. And then he said thanks for putting sugar in his tank. Now I'm headed to the bank, nothing funny, not a prank. Got these jizzies talking, period, point blank. I'm a juggernaut, bitch, cause I can't be stopped. Like I just ate a bowl of chili cause I can't be topped. Like I just made another hit cause I can't be flopped. Like I just got a round of tens cause I can't be chopped.
Camera. They want a meal, so a bitch is bringing the codes. And the lyrics hotter than dragons, the flow is so fucking potent. They wanna give me the chance, so I told them to up the voltage. I'm sorry the big camera ain't coming up off a totem. And bless us in all star, I'm not the one to be fumble. Got niggas begging for cookies, I might just give them the fumble. They finally swipe right and match the bitch on time. This honey sent them the stinger, and no, I'm not talking bumble. That's all these stand bitches run the bait out. Can't be calling shots on the Lego since it was played out. No doja, but these pussies ain't moving until I say so. I think it's quite clear to this camera who run the payroll. No ADP, just KT, bitch, and B.O.B. Boxing off, these bitches call it queen of the ring. Bodies on, bodies need a medical scene. Now who would think it was the doll who did it all up for me? Please show me another bitch who can make it shake off the Richter. This ass so fucking thick, got him cruising like the name Victor. And when I stretch his body, a bitch ain't talking Pilates. I told him, hold on, like click, send him the picture.
A-double-L-X-M-double-L-I'm all up on your TikTok, no wristwatch, I goes hard net for you. Pop shit how I want to, back forth for the bitch, nigga, not this nigga. I work, niggas, I'll chore you, exploit you. Give me all that big nigga shit. If I gotta deal with this bitch, he gon' have to double it. That's for my trouble, and I'm 9 to 5 and doubling. I'm trying to get that pay publishing. I deal with side bitches rumbling. I'm real humble, and this big body bring a hummer, and they can't double it. They can't copy like no ink is in. I'm Mr. Miller, and I'm Mr. Nigga, never once. Now I might kick you when you see me, but got smoke just like a blunt. I got what bitches want. I got what bitches need. I got bitches, niggas on their knees telling me, please, don't you leave me with this bitch who can't suck dick. That double fist with grip making them spin quick. With your joking ass, hoping ass, popping like a pro for legs. Eat it like a 4-for-4. I ride them like an easy pad. Made them bitches blurry ass. Show them pussy eat mad. Told me break a leg. I broke his third. Didn't need a cast.
I'm a fruity little snack. I make the boys gush. It's like candy's coming. When I come in, they be hushed. Got them stuck on me like a wig to a brush. Got them all addicted like they're boomers. And I'm Candy Crush, I make them buy me a Tito's, and I curb these hoes. Drag them to the drag shows, and I swerve these hoes. Thunberg, I'm warning, heat is coming at these hoes. They all want some of my youth, Leo DiCaprio's. Bucket hat on the go, and I fucking dazz, I'm a pro. He was down on the low, so I sat it down on him slow. He was no homo before me, now he's no hetero. Cause he know now that there's no hoe that could give him a better blow. Not a single rapper, bro, could come with a better flow. Even SpongeBob couldn't give that man a wetter show. Got him dripping much more than some organ weather. Though I'ma give him top, just like where the letter on a header go.
I got a drink in my cup, just in case my little hoe thirsty. No side nigga, they won't be for, then I'm jerky. I'ma stuff your boyfriend like a motherfucking turkey. When I say I'm in my bag, you know that my bag is a Berkey. See, I choke niggas, I tell you to breathe. Feel the pain, a bitch, take it or leave. That's my alpha, bitch, take it or leave. I'm the greatest, I fully believe. I got sons that I fully conceive, but I cut them off, they fully caprice. Boss, leave a bitch shook in the knees. Prove me wrong, since you got your degrees. He wanna pop, she wanna pop, they wanna pop. I don't mean to throw shade, it's a fly, but I stay with a pop. Case to a op, gay in the top, I can see it in your face and your shot. And I'm off to the crew, straight to the bar, straight to the booth, straight to the car, straight to the dude. Ride that day, he be creaming and moaning. Fuck a jigaboo and then I leave in the morning. Faggot, that nigga tragic. Why is you bugging like, are you a maggot? Throwing that booty, yeah, he wanna tag it. Booty graffiti and what is Tahiti? I'm tossing your CDs like Arista Rabbit. Setting my flow and they copy my habits. I am a god, now give me devotion. Double XL, the freshman ocean.
Deep apologies to Mom Dror.
Yeah, my mom is here in the studio. We haven't had her on mic yet because we haven't tested the guest mics.
That was our DEI Pride Month inclusion bonus song.
For the kings and queens?
Yes. It's technically by Bob the Drag Queen, so I feel like he is royalty.
Okay.
Right? That song is called Gay Bars, but it's B-A-R-Z as in like rap bars.
I totally thought that was going to be Electric Six cover, but I'm glad it wasn't.
Yes, it wasn't even in the neighborhood.
Right.
Before that, we did hear Aerosmith back when they were fucking fantastic in 1978.
Back when they were on heroin.
Really good.
Not that there's any correlation between them and the Rolling Stones being only good when they were on heroin.
And successful. That's right. That was Kings and Queens. Before that, we heard Hair of the Dog by Nazareth, which, of course, is the birthplace of the King of the Jews. And also,
that's a bit of a stretch.
It's not. The album, it's actually off the album called Animal Kingdom.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's on the album Hair of the Dog.
Shit.
I looked up at your Animal Kingdom reference.
What's Animal Kingdom?
It's some Spotify compilation of songs about animals. It's also got See You Later, Alligator.
Okay,
vibe.
See, I blame Spotify. I was fine when I was just doing my own research, but
Bill
you see
Haley
what
in the comments.
God damn it.
Did you use AI to do your research?
No, I didn't. I did AI. I used AI to do the opening, you know, to turn it into French.
Hair of the Dog has
Satan.
Has their only,
it's very funny.
Has their only, like, the only thing anybody remembers Nazareth for, which is their cover of the Everly Brothers' Love Hurts. That is also on the Hair of the Dog record.
Opening it up, we heard Mississippi Queen by Mountain. That set was Where Does the Cowbell Start and End? It's hard to tell between those first two tracks.
Yeah.
Still kind of fun. Bunch of rock for you there. At least it was better than New Model Army's dirty shit.
Bite your tongue.
Okay.
You know who's going to be in France while I'm there?
New Model Army, really?
Yeah, but they're
really,
they're, yeah, but they're clear. Oh, they're clear across the continent.
It's like, this can't be.
They're clear across the country. Like, they're playing like the Festival del Mar. Or
dude,
something.
The country is like 12 miles.
No,
wide.
You think that because you're from? You know,
I mean, it's not
like,
Texas.
You look at it, and you're like, oh, it's about the size of California, and it's so much bigger. But they have bullet trains. But I don't want to go all the way across the country to see New Model Army play a festival set, stand in a muddy field to watch them play for 45 minutes.
You've traveled much further for less with them.
I've never seen them play festivals. Because, again, not worth the effort.
You really don't think so?
To watch them do a truncated festival set in the middle of the day? No.
Yeah, but what else would you encounter at the festival? I mean, you mentioned that you're going to be in France for the solstice, and that there's a...
Yes.
And then there's this music festival that takes place for the... I mean, it's pretty fantastic.
There are festivals I would go see them at, like the Bearded Theory, or whatever the one the Levelers throw, which I did a whole set on once upon a time.
But so you really need to be where you can be a groupie.
Well, no, where I know that I would see 10 bands I liked play short sets versus one band I like and a bunch of French bands.
I feel like our French set today was pretty good.
It was all right.
You like MC Solar.
MC Solar is pretty dope.
Check out that album while you're on the airplane.
Triptyque?
Yeah, Triptyque.
Look at me remembering. See, I'm listening.
Oh, we know. It will in French. Besides, non.
Non.
Eh oui.
And O Tacos.
And oh, that's not French, but this does remind me.
That's a French chain of taco places where you can get like Gruyere panini taco wraps.
Not here.
In France.
Okay.
I'm totally going to eat there.
No one knows what you're talking about. That's okay.
Because I'm going to France.
Bring us pictures. You may have mentioned that. Hey, guys, it's about that time to mention, stay tuned for Cheap Hooch.
Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch Radio.
Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch
At
Radio.
At the top of the hour, they will be doing better things than us.
Well, really? I feel like this is a pretty well-constructed episode, all things considering who we are.
It is, in fact, a pretty half-constructed episode.
Well, there you are. It's kings, no kings, queens, yes, queens.
We haven't played any prince. Maybe we'll get there, maybe we won't.
I'm waiting for you on that.
But
you had a story about a Prince record that you recently encountered.
Well, I inherited 10 live Prince bootlegs on vinyl, which I haven't had a chance to listen to, because when you get that much of all one thing, it's like, do I want to sit down and listen to 10 Prince bootlegs back-to-back? No. But I do have one. It's called Small Club Second Show. I did some online reading. It's like apparently the best Prince bootleg of all time. And it's from the like late 80s.
And you haven't listened to it yet?
I have not listened.
Fantastic.
Yet,
amazing.
Yeah. Come on, a double 180 gram vinyl.
It's not wasted on you. Not a bit.
Nothing is.
Nothing is. This is why I direct so much attention to using AI and other creative aspects to enhance our show here.
Well, why don't I do another set, and then we'll have time to come back before our lovely and talented successors come on the air.
Let's do.
All right. This is by a German-French, I mean, sorry, German jazz trip-hop, hip-hop band. I don't know what the hell they are. They're called Bobby Roush, and there's no one in the band named Bobby Roush.
Excellent.
And this is called King of the Whales.
Of course.
We'll be right back. and I guess one king of the house. Slippers, paper, pipe, and dog. Easy chair and a burning log. Something smells good in the kitchen tonight. Oh yeah, my baby can treat me right. Like every Tom and Dick and Harry know. Out on the street, just another Joe Schmo. When you get inside my home, season ever had it better in Rome. I'm king of the house. My throne is just a lazy boy. Hot Rod Ford is just a toy. I may rule, but I can't be mean. I still must answer to the queen. So if you're lucky just like me, you must feel like royalty. If this has a familiar ring, then you know just why I sing. Yeah. Here's my house. Yeah. Here in my castle, I'm king of the house. Inside, just one creature under God. Truth be known and truth be seen. I'd be nothing without my queen. So if you feel like monarchy, you don't mind a little anarchy. My hot rod Ford has a couple of dings, but the engine purrs and the radio sings. Yeah. Here in my house. Yeah. Here in my castle, I'm king of the house. Yeah. Here in my castle, I'm king of the house. Here in my castle, I'm king of the house. Here in my castle, I'm king.
Listening to the Gary Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Maldoror gives misleading production instructions.
Such as?
At the end of the show. I thought you had another song.
No. We'll have time for another song, but I do three songs, and we do my three songs.
Three songs, and then we get out of here. Make room for Cheap Hoots Radio.
Who are getting ready to set up. That was my set. We heard King of the Whales by Bobby Rausch, which was that weird jazz hip-hop hybrid. And I did check, and they are not touring in France, even though they're German. They're closest they get is Luxembourg. And then I Love King Selassie from Black Uhuru. I think that's on their first record. And they heard King by the Reverend Horton Heat from whatever record that's on. Space Age Bachelor Pad or something. Oh, that's something else. Never mind. Anyway, that was my set. Anything to add?
I wish you bon voyage.
I don't know what that means. Is that French?
It means get the fuck out of here and make room for Cheap Hooch. What it means. Get out of here.
I gotta go pick up my new phone. So
well wishes.
All right. Have fun. We'll see you in a month.
Home safely, Maldoror.
This is the Curated Catastrophe.
On RadioValencia.fm.
Down. salvation in the city lights. One drink more. Every hour at the one before. And the King of Kings wearing broken wings of last man crown. With somebody alone, all I really know is that you don't look down.
Nothing to cleanse itself of evil.
Yes, I'd have to agree. Did I say that?